I love the panic in your face. Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Indeed. Indeed.
And, you know, I'm happy to say you are one of my best friends, and I know I'm one of yours.
You are one of my very best friends. I don't have many. I am classic introvert who has very few friends, but they're very close to me.
Yes.
And I am an INTJ for all of those who do a Myers-Briggs test every once in a while. And so you are one of those people.
Well, I probably have what I would consider more best friends. Some of them I talk to 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. Some of them I talk to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I probably talk to you, our friend Mary Ellen, Catherine, my sister, of course, you know, more. But mm-hmm. it's really nice to have a broader circle. You know, I think one of the things we don't want to give credence to is the idea that you have one best friend.
I mean, I do think that's kind of a little bit of a myth. I mean, you do as a kid, but you branch out. As you get older, you understand that these things are more complex. They're more nuanced. Mm-hmm. And as we said, you have a friend for every season. And I think you recognize that easier when you're older than when you're younger.
Yes. So when we say we're best friends, you know, we are best friends for sure, but also we have other best friends as well. And everyone should feel free to do that. I mean, I think it's rare to be a middle-aged woman where you say, I have one best friend and she's it. And she is above all the others in this pantheon of friendship.
I do think that it gets, as a middle-aged woman, I get more understanding about how things work, how relationships work. Yeah. And so I know that it's not going to be just one person, but in terms of a best friend, the way I define it as if I have to go to the hospital and I can't speak, Kristen knows exactly what I want.
Right. Right.
That's right. A friend.
And I think if you cling to this idea of like, she is mine and I am hers, you're going to strangle the friendship.
Agreed.
You know, agreed. That yeah. She is my best friend and I am hers. Don't try to intrude on this.
Right.
Because we're not 6 anymore.
Right.
And I think life is richer if you have more people to go to. Yes.
I agree.
I'm yeah. happy to be your first call in case of emergency, Joss. But I also know you have, you know, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If I'm not available.
I do have a few, excepting our mutual friend who refuses to answer her phone.
Yeah.
Because if I'm dying, I need you to answer the phone.
I know. You'd have to like drive to her house while you're dying. And then she'd probably be at Costco or. So we should, you know, we should discuss it. You know what we should do is have our mutual friends on for a whole show about best friendship.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great. Let's do it.
We will rouse the troops.
Yes. Let's do it.
This week we have a letter that I am very fond of. And honestly, Joss and I felt like we had recorded this before, but we can find no record of it. So we apologize. This is a repeat. But I love this letter because it's about the children of friends.
Mm.
So I'm going to read it. It's brief.
Okay.
Dear ladies, I made some girlfriends at work, but feel pressure to be their child's auntie, even though I cannot have children of my own. I honestly don't even really like being around children. No maternal instinct. But a coworker of 10 years is making me feel really bad that I did not attend her only child's 18th birthday party and 2 months later, her daughter's high school graduation party. We attended the 16-year birthday party, and they did the whole car with a bow. For her daughter's high school graduation, they did a registry.
Wow.
I just can't. love my friend. I love my friend for who she is, but cannot endorse these over-the-top celebrations and cannot assume responsibility of honorary auntie. She's not happy with me and has pointed out that I am not attending events. What to do and how do I be honest? By the way, I have my own blood nieces and nephews that I have to take care of too. I don't know what to say. First of all, don't know what to say. We applaud your honesty.
I love it. We're kindred spirits. Don't know what to say.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah. And oh my God, this friend sounds a wee bit crazy.
She gave the child a car with the whole bow on top. I thought that was a commercial for Audi.
I did go to a 16th birthday party when I was 16, where the girl got a BMW with a bow on it. And again, I was like, oh my God. She's a lovely person today. Lawyer, you know, wife, mother, just very, you know. She was one of those kids from another culture where what looks like spoiling is not. It's children are sacred.
Okay.
Family is sacred. Mm-hmm. She is the kind of daughter who whose parents will move back in with her when they're older, who will who helped her raise her children.
Mm-hmm.
And in her culture, it wasn't that weird. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like your typical suburban white kid getting a car with a bow. Anyway, sounds like the Audi commercial kind. So we have advice. Don't know what to say. First advice, my favorite, tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, Wendy, I know you've picked up on this. So I'm just going to say it. I have no maternal instinct and kids make me kind of uncomfortable. Even your fabulous daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have my own nieces and nephews and their events. And I'm sorry, that's really all I can handle. But what a special relationship you have with Kayla. How wonderful for you both. So that way you're acknowledging that she has a special, special girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she can do whatever she wants with her daughter, but you don't have to be a part of it. And she should not expect you to be.
That is true. Send the daughter a preemptive card and small gift or cash with a lovely message.
Mm-hmm.
So excited for your new adventures. Don't sign it, auntie. Enjoy and be good to yourself. Maybe tuck 10 bucks in. Have a latte on me. That would be nice. Or a little gift card, right?
Right, yeah.
That way you can say, oh, I already sent her a gift and I have plans for the day. So sorry. Just because she's registered for expensive stuff doesn't mean you have to indulge in that. I mean, think of weddings. You don't have to buy off the registry for a wedding.
Yes.
If you like the kid, write a little note like buy yourself a latte and me. If the kid doesn't write you a lovely thank you note, don't bother giving gifts again. Thank you notes are my hard line in the sand.
Yeah. Yep. I know our mutual friend, Mara of the Islands and Countertops.
That's has right.
She with thank you notes from nieces and nephews. And I have said, stop giving presents.
Yes.
If they don't acknowledge and thank you, then they say next birthday, hey, you didn't get me a present. Say, yeah, because you didn't send me a thank you note. So I clearly don't know what you like. If you didn't even acknowledge the gift. And
the whole point of the thank you note was so that people would know that they received your gift. It was to let people know that they received it. And it's my hard line in the sand. I've given you whatever, send me a thank you note.
I think for special events like weddings, graduations, baby showers, maybe you write a thank you note for sure.
Of course.
If someone gives you a couple of lovely chocolate bars and says, here, you know, this is a present, you can open it and say, thank you. This is so thoughtful of you. I really appreciate it. And that's enough.
Yeah, that is enough.
Maybe, you know, I mean, I have relatives and friends who will write a thank you note for their thank you note.
Wow.
You know, grandmother would do that. She's like, I got your thank you note and it was so lovely. I just want to say thank you for writing to me, you know. And I was like, thank you for your thank you note. We could have gone on forever, you know.
Uh-huh.
But thank you notes are pretty basic. And I think that preemptive strike is a really good idea. Cut her off
in a lot of ways. Yeah. Just get it in and done and like that.
Yeah. And this is grotesque. I'm sorry. A registry for a high school student, not appropriate. Okay.
I have never heard of such a thing. I think that's very presumptuous. I'm sorry. It's incredibly presumptuous.
You're going to college. What the hell do you need? If mommy can throw you a giant party, she can pay for your flip-flops and your shower caddy. I'm sorry. Buy your own twin sheets.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, this is the family with the bow on the car we're talking about, right? So yeah. I do think it's very sort of presumptuous. I am older. I don't know what the kids are doing these days. So maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's a thing. I don't know.
I hope it's not a thing. If it's a thing and you're the parent and you're listening, knock it off. Okay. Stop it. Yeah, your friends have other things to do with their money and free time than to celebrate your child. That being said, we had a graduation party for each child, a few weeks before they left. It was more of a goodbye, good luck party. We asked people not to bring gifts, and if they felt compelled to, then please make a donation to a food pantry. And of course they did.
Yes. You did that for Princess. I brought lots of cans.
And Dearest Son. And we have friends who like Mara who are incapable of not bringing a gift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some cases, you know, those gifts get donated.
That's the thing too.
You know, the princess who recently had a little prince, has a baby. She said in a very, you know, loving way, everyone who's been to our house knows how small it is. Please stop giving us stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's donated so much stuff to very, very lovely shelters, Goodwill, where she brings unopened baby clothes, baby gifts, because they simply do not have the room for it. And even if they did, that's not the kind of vibe they want sorts of gear and stuff. And, you know,
I do appreciate that though. I think this generation is doing more of that sort of downsizing, which I think is appropriate.
Yeah.
I appreciate that a lot. I think it's too much stuff. It's too much crap. We don't need all of that stuff. And there are better ways to, you know, be environmentally sound than giving crap away that we know this person. My mom does this a lot. She gives me stuff that she must know in her heart of hearts that I'm never going to use, and I'll probably re-gift or recycle. Mm-hmm. And you just wasted money. You waste wrapping paper.
It's her thing, you know.
It is her thing.
If it makes her happy to give.
It does.
The thing that she cannot do is insist that you use it, wear it, eat it, you know.
She does, but I tell her the truth, which is only I can do that with my mother-daughter relationship. So she'll say, what about that sweater I gave you? Oh, Mom, I re-gifted that because I told you before that I didn't want any clothes. And I told you when you handed me the gift that I hope this is not clothes because I told you I didn't want any clothes.
Right.
And you gave it to me anyway, and so I re-gifted it. And she'll have her little, you know, peek. She'll get mad, and I'll say, well, now you know. Next time, I don't want a gift. I would much prefer your company. We could go out.
Yes, and that's another suggestion. If you really like this kid, then say, you know, listen, Mom, she can do whatever she wants for her child, right? It's her kid, and if she wants to throw her a big sweet 16 party with, you know, Justin Timberlake singing, right? And I mean, it happens, but it doesn't mean you have to play into that. So I'm so sorry. You know, I love spending time with Kayla, but I'm just, you know, I think I'll just take her out for breakfast so we can have a little one-on-one time.
Yeah. So I agree.
If you like that kid and you want to spend time with them, you know, Joss, my children adore you, and they would much rather see you in a smaller gathering than in a party.
I love that so much. I love having drinks with the princess.
Mm-hmm.
she makes a hell of a, what is it, that drink that she made me with gin? There's a number in the name.
Oh, a French 75.
That's the one. Oh, that's love that. That was delicious.
Right. Right. And, you know, I think in a way that's more complimentary than going to her 300 person high school graduation party. In fact, in my upcoming book, June 2023, one of the sisters throws her children like catered kindergarten graduation parties.
Wow.
And it's horrifying, you know, and it's all for the mother. It's really not about the kid at all. The kid is five. How do you not graduate from kindergarten, you know? And one of the aunts says, hey, congratulations on not flunking out, Esme, you know. you know, I mean, one of my friends is a cake designer, and people spend like $800 on their one-year-old's birthday cake.
That's nuts. Stop it.
You know, they can. They're allowed to.
Wow.
It's their kid. You know, do I approve of that? Do I think there's better ways they can spend their money? Yes. But it's not for me to say, you know, it's their kid. That doesn't mean I have to go to that party.
True. Very true.
And I mean, really, like, this is your coworker, unsure of what to say. So this is, you know, your free time spent with your coworkers. That's kind of, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, like
a continuation of work in some ways.
I mean, jumping the boat from coworker to friend sometimes is really fraught and hard. And she says she loves her friend for who she is, but sometimes maybe it's just the coworker that you're dealing with there at this point, like come to this. And also if there's a registry, I hate to say it, could this be a money grab? She needs more people to come so that they can have money and more crap for the kid. I mean, all of that could be going on.
I just feel like, this is making you so uncomfortable that it will ruin a nice work friendship, maybe a friendship that has become a personal friendship as well. You know, I remember one of my coworkers had one of those incredible weddings with a live band where this like Aretha Franklin, and, you know, there was this raw bar that was like as big as the tent itself. And it was so much fun to be a guest at that wedding. I was invited to the shower, which was at a country club. You know, it was very, very over the top. And I didn't know anybody else there because I was like the one female coworker from the
company. Right. That
she was friends with. And so it was awkward for me to go to the shower. At the wedding, I sat with my my former bosses and stuff. We had a blast. But I went because sometimes it's worth it to make the sacrifice.
Yeah.
I loved her. I was pleased to be invited. I knew it would be a slightly awkward couple of hours at a country club, you know, but it was a sacrifice I was willing to make. If Wendy here is, I just made up the name. If she's overburdening you with, you know, celebrate my child. Tell her, you know, I'm sorry, you know me, I'm not maternal. And, you know, I think you have such a beautiful relationship with Kayla, but, you know, I have things of my own to do this weekend, you know, please give her my best. If Wendy is mad at that response,
right,
shame on her.
Agreed. I mean, she should sort of know she's your friend. She should know you a little bit to know that this is not your thing. Send the invitation, sure, but don't be surprised if she gets someone declining. Because it's an invitation that you can decline, right?
And you said, unsure, that you cannot have kids. And maybe that's, I cannot because I hate children, or I cannot because of biology. I think that if some of your discomfort around children comes because you had hoped to have children and can't have children, that first of all, you don't have to explain that to anybody. Mm-hmm. But if you felt close enough to Wendy, if that were a thing to say, you know, I had hoped to have kids once. It never happened for us. And I'll be honest with you, with between my nieces and nephews, I want to limit the amount of celebrating a child that I do because it's painful.
Yeah, you could say that.
You could. I mean, this is making a lot of assumptions here, but if this is the reason that you don't want to participate, it's like asking a woman who just had a miscarriage to come to your baby shower.
I mean, if that's the reason, then your friend should know.
Yeah.
And be sympathetic and compassionate.
Yeah.
I don't know. How much fun is a 16-year-old's birthday party? Is that a good time?
And you went. You went to that. You said we, maybe you have a partner. Maybe it was just like you and your other coworkers, but you know, it's enough.
That sounds like an awkward time. And I don't know. So, I mean, there are a bunch of suggestions that you could, we gave a bunch of suggestions that you could take for Wendy, but I'd be interested to know, like the next time this happens, how she responds.
Yeah.
Because I think that will sort of define what you think of this woman who you love, like right. What your friendship is all about. Right.
And honestly, you can just like, you can say in the getting a cup of coffee together, you say, you know, Wendy, I got the invitation. Sorry. I'm out. That's not me.
Yeah.
Thank you for including me, but it's not how I choose to spend my free time.
Right. Right.
And if she says, oh my God, you're such a bitch.
Yeah.
Then you can reevaluate the friendship. And if she says,
so.
I know, you know how I am, over the top and everything. So sorry. Yes. Then, you know, maybe.
Or even if she said something like, well, you know, I didn't want to exclude you.
Right.
Which is fine.
Could be. Too. Maybe this is her family culture where, you know, every, you know, loose tooth and bicycle ride is celebrated. You were talking another episode of, or no, was it this episode? We were talking about, you know, different cultures, quinceañeras or an Indian wedding or something like that, where there's different standards, right? Doesn't mean it's yours. Doesn't mean you're forced to participate in everything in order to maintain the friendship. If she's holding you hostage, like if you were my friend, you'd come.
Yeah.
It's a shitty friendship. Sorry.
I think then you can say, oh, this is only a work friendship then. This is not like something that can cross that line. Yeah. And I think, I mean, in writing this letter, I hope you understand that this is what you're really sort of evaluating now is what kind of friendship do I have with this woman? Is this a real friendship or is this only a work friendship? Mm-hmm. And I think the next event, you'll know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be really interested to hear how she takes the news that you are just not into that.
Yeah.
And if she takes it well with some of the responses that we've supined there, then you know that it's just her. She just loves parties and she's not taking it personally. If she takes it as an affront, you got to reevaluate the friendship.
I think so.
Yeah.
I do. I think so.
What about you? Joss, do you have an embarrassing personal problem?
Let me think.
I know I had one recently. Just yesterday, in fact, one of the blessings of the empty nest is nudity, right? And so, you know where I live. We can't see our neighbors. There's no children to shock and dismay anymore. So, you know, I had to iron some pants and that meant I wasn't wearing pants or anything for that matter. So it was just, you know, sitting there quickly ironing some linen pants when my sweet little Italian Mason came over. And so suddenly I'm just like sitting there just getting the job done and I hear laughter and voices from the yard. So what does Kristen do in such situations? I hit the ground. I crawled into my bedroom. Now, before we renovated the house, there was like a little nook in the bathroom where I could hide. And now it's gone.
Yes.
And so it's just open. So I just had to stay below window level until Mello left.
Yes.
I'm trying to get my bathrobe off the hook in my closet, but I was, you know, doing it from 3 feet above the floor. So I'm flopping it, you know, trying to
get it to fall off. Yeah.
Meanwhile, my husband's like, "Where's Kristen?" You know,
I wanted her. What's to amazing to me is how many stories you have about tradespeople seeing you without clothes on. That's what's amazing to me.
Pajamas. I do have a neighbor whom I fondly call aging rock star neighbor, because this man is 80 years old and I would still date him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's a really, like a Bruce Springsteen 60.
Oh.
Right. And so he's kind of craggy and good looking. He seemed to have a knack for coming over when he'd just drive up the driveway to drop something off or, you know, ask my kids to feed his horses or something like that. And I'd be like, how does he know? And I'd be like crawling around on the floor and, you know, hiding in the bathroom.
But I mean, there's the FedEx guy who knows you better than your gynecologist. Yeah. There was that time that you and your husband got caught in the hotel room. What was that time?
Yeah, that was our 20th anniversary.
There you go. There was that time. It just happens a lot, is all I'm saying.
It does. And I think, you know, it's because of the freedom that I feel out in the boonies there that I am in a state of disarray more than...
Well, do you remember our dearest friend, Maura of the Marble Islands and Countertops, recently revealed to us that during a recent rainstorm, so within the last 2 weeks, it was the middle of the night, and pouring rain here, she decided to get her body wash and a poof, and out she went onto her deck in the pouring rain and had a shower in the rain. And I thought that was genius.
What? Goddess level fun.
Right? And she enjoyed it so much. I worry about who would be looking out. Like my house, if I can see the neighbors through their deck doors, I can see. Right. I can see.
And you live on a street with street lights.
Yes.
Laura and I do not.
Truth. We don't that have is true.
Ambient light, you know.
That's true.
So it's pitch black. If Mara's taking a shower on the deck, you know, it's pitch black out there. And it sounded glorious. My daughter calls her the Italian prince, the Italian goddess.
She is. That is all true. Yes.
Yeah. She's so beautiful. And Zoftig and just, you know, that classic cook, you know, the whole sensuality of food.
All of that.
Love. She says, I make love to my food.
She does. It's true. Though, Kristen, I would advise that you don't try the shower in the rain situation, because it's you, someone will come up and see
it'll
you.
It'll be like, you know, the assessor is here.
Yeah.
It's the gas man to top off the tank. I know. At least I have a long driveway. But with our little sweet Mason, who's completely innocent, I didn't want to change our relationship. So my embarrassing personal problems, you know, continue in that vein. And the older I get, the more horrific it becomes. Like the thought of discovery. I just feel like, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think. I don't have anything embarrassing. Just my usual. I walk outside in my nightgown all the time. I'm sure my neighbors love me.
You know, if we're talking about your house coat,
And although that is true, but occasionally it's like I have these fun nightgowns that have pockets. Yeah. The only reason why I'm wearing them is because they have pockets, because women's clothing does not have enough pockets.
True.
And so I can put my phone in one and my glasses in the other, and I love it. Yeah. And so I walk outside and I'm like picking up my dog poop in my backyard in my nightgown.
In you know, both the neighborhoods where my family has a house on Cape Cod. Everyone, I mean, if I wear makeup and nice clothes, they don't know who I am because I'm usually in some political t-shirt and my pajama bottoms and my bunny slippers.
Yes.
Hair sticking up, glasses on.
That's it.
In fact, one of my neighbors said, Kristen, I saw a poster with your face on it. I didn't even recognize it. That's so nice.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net. And please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network.
Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends.
Forever.